Graf was waiting for her after school. He stood leaning on his car. He was in civilian clothes, and he had gained weight, so she didn't recognize him at first. But he beckoned to her, and before he could introduce himself, she remembered his name. "I won't write another letter," she said. "I never should have written that one."
"You don't like medals, then, I guess."
"Not much."
"Come for a ride with me, Valentine."
"I don't ride with strangers." He handed her a paper. It was a release form, and her parents had signed it. "I guess you're not a stranger. Where are we going?"
"To see a young soldier who was in Greensboro, on leave."
She got in the car. "Ender's only 10 years old," she said. "I thought you told me last time he'd be eligible for leave when he was 16.
"He skipped a few grades."
"So he's doing well?"
"Ask him when you see him."
"Why me? Why not the whole family?"
Graf sighed. "Ender sees the world his own way. We had to persuade him to see you. As for Peter and your parents, he was not interested. Life at the battle school was intense."
"What do you mean? He's gone crazy?"
"Oh, on the contrary. He's the sanest person I know. He's sane enough to know that his parents are not particularly eager to reopen a book of affection that was closed quite tightly 4 years ago. As for Peter, we didn't even suggest a meeting, and so he didn't have a chance to tell us to go to hell."
They went out Lake Brant Road and turned off just past the lake, following a road that wound down and up until they came to a white clabbered mansion that sprawled along the top of a hill. It looked over Lake Brant on one side and a 5-acre private lake on the other.
"This is the house that Medley's Mist E. Rub built," said Graf. "The IF picked it up in a tax sale about 20 years ago. Ender insisted that his conversation with you should not be bugged. I promised him it wouldn't be, and to help inspire confidence, the two of you are going out on a raft he built himself. I should warn you, though. I intend to ask you questions about your conversation when it is finished. You don't have to answer, but I hope you will."
"I didn't bring a swimming suit."
"We can provide one."
"One that isn't bugged?"
"At some point, there must be trust. For instance, I know who Demosthenes really is."
She felt a thrill of fear run through her, but said nothing.
"I've known since I landed from the battle school. There are perhaps 6 of us in the world who know his identity, not counting the Russians. God only knows what they know. But Demosthenes has nothing to fear from us. Demosthenes can trust our discretion. Just as I trust Demosthenes not to tell Locke what's going on here today. Mutual trust. We tell each other things."
Valentine couldn't decide whether it was Demosthenes they approved of or Valentine Wigan. If the former, she would not trust them. If the latter, then perhaps she could. The fact that they did not want her to discuss this with Peter suggested that perhaps they knew the difference between them. She did not stop to wonder whether she herself knew the difference anymore. "You said he built the raft. How long has he been here?"
2 months. We meant his leave to last only a few days, but you see, he doesn't seem interested in going on with his education."
"Oh, so I'm therapy again."
"This time we can't censor your letter. We're just taking our chances. We need your brother badly. Humanity is on the cusp."
This time Val had grown up enough to know just how much danger the world was in, and she had been Demosthenes long enough that she didn't hesitate to do her duty. Where is he?
Down at the boat slip.
Where's the swimming suit? Ender didn't wave when she walked down the hill toward him, didn't smile when she stepped onto the floating boat slip. But she knew that he was glad to see her, knew it because of the way his eyes never left her face. You're bigger than I remembered, she said stupidly.
You too, he said. I also remembered that you were beautiful.
Memory does play tricks on us.
No. Your face is the same, but I don't remember what beautiful means anymore. Come on, let's go out into the lake.
She looked at the small raft with misgivings.
Don't stand up on it, that's all, he said. He got on by crawling, spider-like, on toes and fingers. It's the first thing I built with my own hands since you and I used to build with blocks. Peter-proof buildings.
She laughed.
They used to take pleasure in building things that would stand up, even when a lot of the obvious supports had been removed. Peter, in turn, liked to remove a block here or there, so the structure would be fragile enough that the next person to touch it would knock it down. Peter was an ass, but he did provide some focus to their childhood.
Peter's changed, she said.
Let's not talk about him, said Ender.
All right.
She crawled onto the boat, not as deftly as Ender. He used a paddle to maneuver them slowly toward the center of the private lake. She noticed aloud that he was sun-browned and strong. The strong part comes from battle school. The sun-browning comes from this lake. I spend a lot of time on the water. When I'm swimming, it's like being weightless. I miss being weightless. Also, when I'm here on the lake, the land slopes up in every direction, like round and strong. The strong part comes from battle school. The sun browning comes from this light.